True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future, not to assume ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient, for he that is so wants nothing. The greatest blessings of mankind are within us and within our reach. A wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not. That's a quote by Seneca. Episode 143, my book reflections on the Hidden Why podcast.
You're listening to The Hidden Why with your host, Lee.
G'day, guys. If you like philosophy, if you like books, and if you like listening to them, you're going to love this book review today. It is The Tao of Seneca, Volume 1. What a fantastic bunch of letters by Seneca, a great philosopher. You're really going to love this one. Listen in to my thoughts, my reflection on why it's important to raise our knowledge. If wisdom is certainly knowledge and experience, then how can words simply change our perspective on life? How can it enhance our life in powerful ways? Well, this audiobook, these letters by Seneca certainly do that. They will change your life. They'll change my reflection just in the short time that I've been listening to them. And I'm sure they'll do the same for you. Guys, with raised knowledge, you start opening your eyes to a wider view. And with that, you allow in greater opportunities, which grows your experience and gives you greater wisdom. It's about being content with what you have and not living for the future, but really living for the now. And that's what it really means to live this life and really live the life that you want to live. I hope you enjoy this book reflection, guys. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com. Leave me your comment. Share it with your network if you do love it. I hope you can get through my ramble in this one. And if you do love the book, go on to thehiddenwhy.com. Follow the links there. Buy the book on Amazon, or actually just get the audiobook. Use the link that I've got there for 2 free audiobooks and get yourself this one as one of those. Great deal, guys. Jump on thehiddenwhy.com and get that deal today. That's it from me, guys. Enjoy this episode. Talk soon.
This is The Hidden Why, discussing ideas and thoughts on living life with passion and finding your hidden why, your reason, your purpose.
G'day, crew. Thanks for tuning in. Before we jump into this book reflection, I just want to open the lines up to you. If you're looking to discover your why, you're looking for some more purpose in your life, if you really want to connect with your authentic self and follow a path that's true to yourself, then reach out to me. I'm offering you the free discovery call. Discover your why, discover your purpose. Jump on the line, 15 to 30 minute chat with myself to give you some guidance, some external perspective to help you start taking that direction that is required. If you're ready for change, if you're ready to shift it up, then guys, get online with me today. It is a free call, no obligations, no strings attached. I just want to help and inspire other people to live their life fully if I can. That's a 15 to 30 minute call with me, guys. Jump onto thehiddenwhy.com, grab my email address, leemartinuzzi@gmail.com. And all you need to do is simply email me, say, Lee, I'm interested in having a call with you. I'll then send you a link so you can schedule a time that suits. Guys, that's it from me. Enjoy this book reflection. Enjoy the show. Talk soon. G'day, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of The Hidden Why podcast, my book reflection. Guys, today I'm reviewing a book called Tao of Seneca, or The Tao of Seneca. It's a series of letters that the great philosopher, the Stoic philosopher Seneca, wrote and that Tim Ferriss has put together in an audio format for us to listen to. It is a fantastic listen. It's probably one of my favorite audio listens so far, and I've listened to, I don't know, 50, 40, something like that, audiobooks since I've got the app, and this is by far the best that I've got, the best value that I've got. I mean, it's value because you get 6 hours of these letters. Now, not all the letters are great, but most of them are fantastic, and really most of them make you think. So it's really good value, and certainly if you're going to get an audiobook, if you want to download, if you're not already an Audible member, go to thehiddenwhy.com now. Click on the link at the side, or it'll be in the show notes of this particular episode. And just press the link. It'll give you 2 free audiobooks. You sign up for a 30-day free trial. You get the 2 audiobooks. You don't have to continue after the 30 days. But I'm telling you what, if you want a good book and you want to get some really good value, get this book. Download this book as one of your free ones. If you're already a member, just get this book anyway because it's fantastic. It's life-changing. And certainly that's the reason why Tim Ferriss put it together for us all to listen to. Now, this one today that I'm reviewing is The Tao of Seneca, Volume 1. I'm not really going to go into the letters that he shares in here. I share a lot of this, the knowledge that I gain from Seneca in my other podcasts and in my other shows that I do. But today I really just want to talk about the idea of, you know, Stoicism and also why this is such a great series to listen to and why it's so transformational. So a lot of value, guys. And Tim Ferriss is all around, you know, lifestyle design. He really looks at setting up his life as he wants it to be. You know, he doesn't go out there and try and mold into another lifestyle that is what society sort of typically has created us to expect. Rather than that, he sort of goes, well, this is how I want to live life, and then designs his life around that. And I think it's a great approach to life, especially in this day and age. I think that's the way we really need to go, because I think we sort of lost touch with what it really meant to live. You know, we got so caught up with the whole idea of money and, you know, possessions and this and that. And that's nice, you know, it's all nice stuff, I guess. But is it really what it's all about? And I think we all became sort of sheep in the herd following the next, you know, to try and get that greater success. And in all that, we start comparing ourselves really too much, I think, to the next person. And in comparison, it defeats your soul. I think you really get disconnected with your soul and the actual beauty and gift that you've been given to live this life. So I really think you need to connect with your soul again and go out there and just try and design you the life that you want to live and design that life around how you want to live. So that's what certainly The Hidden Why is a lot of about. It's about that freedom element. It's about, you know, being your authentic self and living the life you truly want to live and not to what society expects or your peers or parents or whoever may influence you in your life expect from you. But it's really about just connecting with yourself and then going on that path that's true to yourself. And in that, I think when you connect with yourself, you seem to be able to offer more value back to the wider world. Anyway, I'm getting off track, but Tim Ferriss is all about lifestyle design. He's got many great talents and things that I believe you can look up to him for as a mentor. But he was the one who put together this series. It's narrated by John A. Robinson, and John did a fantastic job in this. I've seen some criticism out there that says, you know, the audio wasn't that great, blah, blah, blah. Look, to be honest, guys, I didn't notice it. I thought it was fantastic. And perhaps it's just because I was listening to the content rather than, you know, watching out for the finer static bits and pieces that come through. I honestly didn't even notice it. So I think it's a fantastic read. If you want to pick up an audiobook, this is the one to get. I highly recommend it. Now, it goes for about 6 or 7 hours from my memory. And it includes 70 letters of wisdom that will really make you think and reflect on life. It's absolute gold for the ears. It sort of asks you the questions or makes you start thinking and reflecting on the bigger questions of your life. You know, what is it all for? What does it all mean? And I think in those questions, it really allows you to then go, well, what am I doing with my life? Is this the way I should be living? You know, is what I'm doing right now really true to me? Is it purposeful? Does it offer value? I think these are questions that we really need to be asking ourselves, because if they're not, guys, I suppose the idea of this wisdom is that life is really too short. So you've got to be wise as to how you go about living that. Now, without regrets, I've spent, you know, time, years, you know, not wasted, but just not very purposeful. And I feel if you're not purposeful, then that is sort of wasted. But I don't want to sound like I've got regrets on the past, but certainly that's the way that just in that reflection, I don't want to live my life that way going forward. I don't want to have to, because time is a valuable resource. I don't want to have to look back and go, geez, I spent that time pretty poorly. So I really want to connect with using my time very wisely. And that's what it's all about. It's really about taking that knowledge in, taking that wisdom in, and allowing you to build a greater awareness to better direct your life and better live your life. And I think that's why these letters to me were so great, is because they really started making me question even further. You know, what does that mean? Why do I think that? And why do I feel like that sometimes? And why do I let that sort of stuff worry me? So it's really cool stuff. I think you'll get a lot out of it. Now, Tim has done a great job here. There's 3 volumes of this, so I've only just got through the first volume. And Tim recommends to just listen to it just listen to one letter a day. The letters are pretty short, so you can listen to, you know, probably in a walk to the shops or if you're just going for a drive somewhere. You know, a letter could go for 2 minutes up to 10 minutes. I think there's a couple of longer ones in there as well. I really enjoyed the shorter ones because they just really focused a lot greater on that message. Whereas when I heard the longer letters, I found that it sort of just went on a bit too long, a little bit off on tangent, and, excuse me, was a little bit probably just unfocused. It was a bit more cluttered in meaning and clarity. That's what I found anyway with the longer letters, but certainly the shorter letters, man, I just got some gold out of those letters and have started questioning my life in greater ways because of them, you know, and started really just relaxing a lot too. I think if you look at Stoicism, it is a ancient Greek school of philosophy founded in Athens, from what I read here, and it's about teaching people, you know, good virtue, the highest good, and it's really based on knowledge and reason, and you let that knowledge and reason to govern your life. You become, with that knowledge and wisdom, you become less different to different situations and circumstances, whether that's in fortune or in poverty. He talks a lot about that, you know, why being in poverty is good as far as, you know, building up your tolerance for dealing with the life and challenges that come to. But, you know, really being indifferent to the vicissitudes of fortune and pleasure and pain. I think that's great because we often think that, you know, pleasure all the time is great. But sometimes in poverty, we find, you know, a lot of lessons, and in those hardships, we can really start to appreciate then the good times a lot better as well, and not be so attached to having the need for those pleasures all the time. I know Tim has talked about it in a podcast where he says, you know, for him, he likes to go into a fast where he sort of starves the body or starves some aspect of his life. It doesn't mean starve yourself necessarily with food all the time, but you could fast for anything, you know, fast from TV, in my opinion. You could fast from, I don't know, sex, you know, these things that we find great pleasure in, you could really fast from. You can fast from food, and certainly in those restrictions where you're just totally without and you become like in that need for having it, you become that crave. And we all do. This is the way society works now, and we all crave it. It's very hard to go into those fasts, but if you push yourself through those painful times and those barriers when you're going through that fast, you can really build up this great tolerance and then really appreciate life to a greater scale. So when you actually are going without, you're sort of going, you know, it's not so bad. It's, you know, it's pretty good. And you'll also appreciate the good times better. I hope my message is clear there. Actually, just on that point, I listened to a piece by Zig Ziglar the other day, and he talked about the idea of, you know, starving yourself. And as soon as you start getting hungry, we always whinge. We're like, oh, it's been ages. I had to miss lunch today, you know. And we talk about this as a way of it's really, really difficult. But if you think about it, like I've missed lunch, and I'm sure you can relate too, where you've missed lunch, and it's not that bad. Like, it's not like you're dying or anything, you know. There's people that have really gone much worse. And I've actually been through a fast where it was 7 to 10 days fast with this just a drink sort of tonic. And that was crazy, you know, and it, you really test your mindset. It really pushes your mind into different zones where you're just going, how could I ever go 7 to 10 days? I ask yourself that question now if you haven't done it before. You know, how can you actually do that? I can tell you that I love food, but I have been able to do that. And that was just, you know, pushing your mind through those painful times. And really, it just challenges your mind. It really helps strengthen your mind. So when those times would come in the future, when those struggles come again, you're less likely to, you know, go through those high emotions when you have to deal with those times of pain. So that's just on fasting. That's just another great reason why some of the letters from Seneca are great. But really, to me, guys, the philosophy behind Seneca is really about gaining your knowledge. Now, it's powerful. It will change your life. Now, I often ask myself, well, how can words simply change our life? Well, words do. Words have that impact and that ability to change our life. Simple words, but if you put them together with absolute wisdom, and I suppose that, you know, Seneca learned from great philosophers himself, and it's just built over the centuries, And they're timeless things too. Like the stuff that Seneca's talking about is not, you know, relevant just back then, but it's still relevant today. The same messages, the same morals, the same ways that we should behave are still very relevant today. And if you can just take that knowledge on board, I believe that's what the philosophy is about. If you can build your knowledge, so continually building your knowledge, continually creating understanding, because wisdom comes from knowledge and experience. So by listening to Seneca, you're really building on your knowledge. Yeah, and you'll build on your wisdom too, just by listening to him. But when you build on your knowledge and when you create this higher understanding, you become more aware. You start reflecting a lot more. Your thoughts become more nourished and open. And when you're open, you become even more aware. And then that's when you allow new opportunities to enter. I think that too often in life, we have this closed or narrow mindset that just stops us from allowing to see the broader reality of life. It stops us from allowing to see the broader reality of our own minds, and it stops us from absolutely seeing our own soul and our own authentic self. And in all that, then we just shut off ourselves to great opportunities, to great experiences in life. And that's really detrimental as far as living more wisely and living more purposefully in life. And that's why philosophy, and definitely this book, is so, so fundamental. So what you really need to do is just open yourself to knowledge, take that knowledge in, reflect on that, think on that. And in that, you sort of become more aware, you open up your perspectives. When you're opening up your perspectives, you're just going to welcome these new opportunities in that you perhaps didn't see before. Because it's like when you have the blinkers on, you know, and you know this from, let's say, when you're driving the car to work, you do it every day, all the time, day in, day out. You start forgetting, stop observing, because your blinkers, you just got these blinders on, and you're just focusing straight ahead on getting to work, and you're probably thinking about the future and anxious about what the day is going to bring and all that sort of stuff. And I remember, you know, being in those mind frames, and then you go, oh, geez, was that light red, or did I just run a red light? And you can't even think, you know, a couple of seconds before whether you ran a red light or was it actually green, because you're just so oblivious to what's going on around you. And that's why I think this, you know, knowledge is good, because it's the same in life. We become so oblivious to opening ourselves up and expanding our horizons because we're just so focused on what's in front of us. And that's why philosophy is great, because it starts to allow you to really question, without repeating myself, guys, but it's really important, without, you know, allowing you to just be narrow focused, you open your mind, you open your thoughts, you reflect deeper, you become more aware, you're open to these new opportunities, you take on these new opportunities, and with that, your life just enhances greatly. This is a truly powerful book, a truly powerful audio narration of Seneca's letters and great philosophy. I don't know how they have three volumes, because this was volume one and it was seriously 70 letters, and I think it was about 6 hours. I might have that wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was quite lengthy, and it took me probably a month to listen through, or a little bit longer, maybe a month and a half, maybe even 2 months, because I listened to just one or two every day. And I tell you what, it's just powerful stuff. I don't know how they're going to get so much more wisdom and knowledge into another couple of volumes. I'm sure there's three volumes. There may be more as well. But guys, this is powerful stuff. I've already got the second volume ready to go, so I'm looking forward to it. I just really think this sort of philosophy, this knowledge, and the ability to just allow yourself to think and reflect on what it means in life, and will just allow you to live a greater life. So guys, go out there, download this book. As I said, if you're not already an Audible member, I've got a deal with them, so you can get 2 free audiobooks. So go out there, download the audiobooks, and really start to enjoy it. Just delve into it. You'll love it. It will change your life, I am sure. Guys, that's it from me. Enjoy this one. Hope I didn't mumble on too long for you, but I am sure you'll get some gold out of this audiobook. So please do get it, or if you're already a member, just grab it and start listening to a couple of letters a day. It is really powerful stuff. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose.
Thanks for listening to the Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online to thehiddenwhy.com.
There you go, guys. There is my book reflection on Tao of Seneca, Volume 1. Volume 2 and 3, watch this space, they'll come too. Guys, if you did love that, or you think it'd open your mind, give you some more perspective on life, then indeed take me up on that opportunity to get those 2 free audiobooks through audible.com. You can go to audibletrial.com/thehiddenwhy, or you can simply go to The Hidden Why and just use the links there, guys, and get two free books, 30-day trial. You don't have to stick around if you don't wish to. But certainly that book there, Tao of Seneca, is certainly one I'd pick up. I've got the other two waiting, ready to go. Guys, we are sponsored by Global Office Assistance as well. So if you're interested in getting a virtual assistant to help you free up more of your time to focus on more of those projects and goals that you wish to complete, then a virtual assistant, a very, very good way to go. Very affordable, just great value, guys. I've got a couple of them that help me with various projects and a couple that help me with one-off projects as well. Guys, it's just the way to go, I believe. When you're starting out, at least, as well, if you've got no... Or if you've got a limited budget, I guess it's a really good way to get more things done. Guys, they do fantastic work. Global Office Assistance. Reach out to them at globalofficeassistance.com, or you can just get the link through the sidebar at thehiddenwhy.com. They are sponsoring the show. Other than that, guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into everything you do. You need to live with greater purpose, put more purpose into everything you do, and in doing so, discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name's Lee Martinuzzi, signing out. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online, thehiddenwhy.com. This is The Hidden Why.